are in, up to Simon Tov Reish Nun Gimel and Hilchas Lulav. We're going back to Arba Minim. We'll be doing Tov Reish Nun Gimel as well as Tov Reish Nun Dalet. Tov Reish Nun Gimel Sifalav Hadas Shel Mitzvah Osir Lohariach Bo. A Hadas that you took for your Lulav and you've been using it, you're not allowed to smell it. Why is that? Because all a Hadas really serves, its purpose outside of Mitzvah, is for the sake of its fragrance. Therefore, when you're makzi it le mitzvah, what are you being makzah? You're being makzah the fragrance of the hadas. Therefore, it's aser. Aval esrig shel mitzvah, an esrig which is a fruit, mutar lahariach bo min hadin. An esrig, really, you could, because its principal use is not for its fragrance. Its principal use is as a fruit. You are makatzi it as you for a fruit, so that you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to smell it. Ella, but we've got a practical problem. If you make a bracha on it, because you're not supposed to eat it. So do you make a bracha on its reyach? Yesh limnoam aloha reyach bo. So one should refrain from smelling it. Now, the halachi is that hadas is also not only on, hadas is also the smell not only during yontiv when we use it for Arba Minim, but even on Shabbos Cholamoed. Or in Shabbos and Yontif, where we would not be taking the Arba Minim, the Hadas is nevertheless Muktzah for the whole of Yontif. The Esrig, there is some who hold that every day after you finished using it, you are actually allowed to smell it. There's no Suffolk Brachas there. However, others say that you should still refrain from it. Sif Beis. This Isur HaNoah of Hadas, that you're not to smell it, only applies to Hadas that was actually used. Let's say you tied it into your lulav on Erev Yontif, but you didn't get to use it yet. That's a case of Hazmona, which we hold as Lav Milsa. Azmanei V'lo Tzarbei, which is the rule that we had back in a bag that is set aside for tefillin. Even though you set it aside, that would not give it its kedusha. You could still use it for dvar chol. There's no isur hanah. It's only after you use it that it's going to be asur. Now the Mishneh Berurah brings down something that he spoke about in Sukkah. What about last year's lulav that you haven't used for lulav this year yet? Once Sukkah is over, what's the halacha? Does it lose its kedusha altogether? And even if I plan on using it this year, I can temporarily use it for something else. There's a machlokas there by Sukkah. The Mishneh Berurah says that the Ikar Adin is that it is not usher until you use it this year. However, according to those who are machmir in the case of Sukkah, there would be machmir here also. Sif Tov Reish Nun Dalet. Sif Aleph Mekabelis Isha Haluluv Miad Beno Miad Balo Masi Rosso Lamayim. The halacha is that a woman is allowed to accept the lulav from her son or her husband and put it back into the water. The chiddush of the woman is, even though lefi the machaber, women do not have a mitzvah of arba minim, certainly according to the mother that a woman does, but it's voluntary, it's not mandatory, but according to the machaber, that a woman bechlal does not have a mitzvah of arba minim, and if she takes it, she couldn't make a bracha on it. Nevertheless, it's not considered muktzah. According to the Ramah, it's not muktzah because she could make the bracha on it, and even according to the Mechaber, because it's used for mitzvah for men. So it's not muktzah, and the halacha is that you're allowed to put it back into water. Even on Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to put flowers back. The case of the lulav, though, on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to, because on Shabbos, the lulav is muktzah, and we'll get right to it. V'sosif olav mayim in tzarech. You're even allowed to add water. This is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The halacha is you can put cut flowers back into water if they're fully open. You are not allowed to add water. On Yontif, you can put cut flowers back into water and you can even add water, but you're not allowed to change the water. Only on Chol HaMoed are you allowed to change the water. On the Chol HaMoed, mitzvah lach lifam, kadei sheyishar lach v'hodur. So with regard to Arba Minim, on Shabbos, the halacha is that they are muktzah. But on Yontif, they are certainly not muktzah. You're allowed to put them back in water and add water. And on Chol HaMoed, you're actually allowed to change the water. And it's a mitzvah to actually go ahead and change the water so that they should remain fresh. The isser of adding water or changing water or putting cut flowers into water that, when they weren't in water to begin with, is all that Chazal asked this because of Tirchi Yaseir. This is not the way you should be spending your Shabbos or Yontif. Says the Ramah Hagot, V'noagim likach kol yom chol hamoed arova chadosha l'kosha b'luliv for hidr mitzvah. There's an inyan of getting a new arova every day, means your two aravas should be new every day, so they should constantly be fresh. The Mishnah Berura says that you should untie the kesher that holds it down to the lulav, whereas on Erev Yontif you can't do, on Yontif you can't do that. So what you do is you tie the kesher on Erev Yontif, and then on Yontif you just push it in. But during the week you should really untie the kesher and not just push the arava in every time you change it.